Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We're talking Light the Night this morning. That is the big fundraiser, and a lot of good information you will find out with Light the Night. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society behind Light the Night. It is coming to this area on October the 14th at Spotsylvania Regional Medical Center, and we will get into all of that and give you all kinds of details about joining a team, forming a team, and what it's all about. Susan Lindsay joins us again. She's the campaign manager, and Dave Modell is here from Spotsylvania, the honored hero this year. Good morning to both of you. Thanks for coming in.
Morning, Ted.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Susan, I saw something this morning that we're 10 weeks away from Light the Night, and that seems like a long ways away, but the way the year flies by, it's going to be here before you know it.
It is right around the corner. So we're really getting geared up, registering teams, friends and family teams, and corporate teams.
Light the Night is it's a great event. It's geared really to everybody because there's a time in the program where survivors are honored and caregivers, and you've got an honored hero, which we've got Dave here this morning, but just a lot of good information, and this is talk about a little bit behind what's behind Light the Night.
So Light the Night is a family-friendly fundraising event. It's really, like you said, an opportunity for the community to come together to celebrate and honor patients, survivors, and also loved ones who have lost their battle to blood cancers. And the funds that are raised go to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, and those funds are dedicated to cutting-edge blood cancer research and support services for patients and their families.
And boy, that research, we keep getting closer and closer because of that research.
What is happening in the world of cancer research today is really amazing. There are a lot of targeted therapies, immunotherapies that are targeting the cancer more directly instead of, you know, in the past when somebody goes through chemo, it just is devastating to the whole body. And so we're really trying to find treatments that are more effective and not so harsh on the rest of the body.
And I know in talking to people who did chemo years ago, when I started going through treatment, my first thought was I'm going to be sick the whole time. And I remember my nurse saying to me, it's changed so much. And then in talking to people of saying, so much goes into chemo now to help prevent some of that sickness. Some of it still does occur, but it's not like it used to be.
Sure. And it definitely depends on what the treatment plan is mm-hmm. and what type of cancer someone has. But we're definitely making great strides.
Light the Night is October 14th again at Spotsylvania Regional Medical Center is where the Fredericksburg event takes place. But there are a number of events around the state.
Yes, we have three Light the Nights in Virginia. The first one is in Richmond, and that's the first weekend in October. And then Fredericksburg is October 14th. And then we have one in Norfolk for the Hampton Roads area that's October 21st.
And these events are all around the country, too, aren't they?
Yes, I think there's 160 across the nation, and there'll be over a million people fundraising and walking.
Just a couple of weeks ago, while on vacation out of state, I saw some people wearing Light the Night shirts. And it's always whether you see it around here or when you're going out and about, it's always great to see something like that.
It is. It raises so much money nationwide, and that money is so important in the fight to cure blood cancers.
But it also raises the awareness, which mm-hmm. I think is really important. Because through awareness, then people can identify that, hey, I have the symptoms. And they know through identifying those symptoms, they can then check with their doctor and start the treatments. I think one of the keys for blood cancer is that early detection.
Right. Yeah. Because it's like you say, to know the symptoms and the earlier they can get at it, the better treatment options you've got. Susan, what got you involved in this?
Well, I actually had three friends in my 30s who were diagnosed with lymphoma, And it wasn't, I have to admit that it wasn't until the third friend was diagnosed and she was very open about what was happening and talking about it that I realized lymphoma was a cancer. And I know talking to Dave that he has had the same experience, that people don't even realize lymphoma is a cancer. That's how I got involved, is that I had people that I knew personally that were dealing with it.
And that's, boy, that's the thing with this, with you getting involved with Light the Night. All of us have been impacted. There's not a family that hasn't been impacted in some way with cancer.
Absolutely. It's true. And, you know, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society has funded research for nearly every blood cancer treatment on the market. Has come out of LLS-funded research, and now 40% of those treatments are now used to treat other forms of cancer, solid tumor cancers, as well as other diseases. So even sometimes when folks think they don't have a direct connection to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, if they know someone with cancer, which unfortunately we all do, they really are connected.
October 14th, Spotsylvania Regional Medical Center is Light the Night, and that is our focus this morning. Dave Modal is here. Dave, let's get into your story.
Sure.
What is your story?
So I have follicular non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. So it's one of the blood cancers, and it's what's unusual about it, it's called a slow-growing blood cancer, and so it usually develops in tumors. And right now it's one of those that isn't curable. What happens is you go into remission, and the goal is to get you in long-term remission. Mm-hmm. And so when I was first diagnosed, I had two very large tumors, and I had cancer in my bone marrow, and most of my bones in my spine, my shoulders, my hips. And so I was stage four, and I was very advanced. And so I didn't really know about cancer at all when it happened. It was a shock. And I didn't understand blood cancers at all. And so it was very interesting to see the interactions with people, because I would say I have lymphoma, and they would think it's some kind of immunodisease. Mm-hmm. And that's a very common reaction. And when I would explain, no, there's, you know, leukemia and lymphoma are blood cancers. And you have to go through treatments. The other very interesting thing is the advancement that happened just in the short time that I've had it. So I took R-CHOP, which the CHOP part's a very aggressive treatment, and I think you're very familiar with it.
Same thing.
Yep. And so, but the key thing is the R, so the Rituxan. So that's one of those antibody developments that came through the research of LLS. And so during the time that I was going through treatments, it became the studies have advanced, and it shows how effective Rituxan is mm-hmm. on blood cancers. And so I'm just thankful for that you have it. It's I don't think I would be here if it wasn't for the research that happens. And so I'm very thankful for it.
Yeah, no, I've had the same thoughts. As far as signs and anything, did you have any? Did you have any warning signs or anything?
So I did. I had this nagging. And so I went from being, I thought, fairly active. I'm not like the thinnest guy in the world, but okay, I'm somewhat active and in pretty good shape. And so I just – all of a sudden I became very lethargic. I was just tired all the time. And so I went to the – you know, you go to the doctor and say, hey, I'm tired. Is it Lyme disease, whatever? And you know, pretty much nothing. You know, it's just, oh, you're getting old. You got arthritis. Had some joint pains. And then over a period of about 18 months, it developed where I had pain in my back, and I thought, oh my gosh, I got another kidney stone. So I go to the doctor, and they go, well, your symptoms align really well with the kidney stone. Let's get some x-rays. They shoot the x-rays, and they see these two tumors. And so probably the worst experience one of the worst I think you can have is when you stand in front of your doctor, well, you get a call at night and say, oh, we need to see you first thing in the morning. And I'm thinking, oh boy. You know, they're going to tell me I got to have a kidney stone and take care of it. And they stand and tell you, oh, you have cancer. So, you know, just the shock of hearing those words. And so it took it took about 6 weeks to identify what kind it was, and then finding out it's lymphoma, and, you know, the shock of that, and then the treatment plan. And so It's a whole journey that it seems very surreal when you're going through it, and but I'm very thankful for the advancements that we've had in the treatments.
Dave Modell here. He is the honored hero for Light the Night, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society walk that will take place in this area on October 14th at Spotsylvania Regional Medical Center. Susan Lindsay also here from the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Not all self-service car wash bays are created equal. Just ask Rob from Rob's Car Wash in Harrison Crossing, where they offer the cleanest and best-lit self-service bays around, where the equipment always works, and Rob's gives you the best deal in town, 15 minutes for $5. Plenty of time to get every nook and cranny clean. And Rob's self-service car wash at Harrison Crossing accepts cash and credit. Rob's Car Wash, open 24/7. Visit robscarwash.com for more.
Hey, this is Rob, and I'll leave the lights and the water on for you.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Dave Modell here, the honored hero for Light the Night in the Fredericksburg area on October 14th. Susan Lindsay here, also from the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Again, it is October 14th at Spotsylvania Regional Medical Center, Light the Night, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Susan, if someone is interested in forming a team, joining a team, finding out more information on this, what's the good website to go to get all that information?
They can go to lightthenight.org/Virginia.
Okay. And look for Fredericksburg and then go from there.
Yep. And they can create a team and then get their friends and family to come to the event with them and help fundraise. Or you could ask your coworkers and create a corporate team. But most people do create a team and bring their friends with them when they come to the event.
The walk itself how long is that?
It's about a mile, so it is not strenuous. We are at the hospital, Spotsylvania Regional Medical Center, and there's a walking path by the hospital that a lot of the employees and staff use, and then we go around the back of the hospital. Mm-hmm. So it's not far, and it's paved.
And it was there last year. Unfortunately, it was a rainy, cold night. But still, it was that's a great place to have it.
I have ordered up better weather.
Thank you. that whole day, it was just
it was very wet. Yes.
But it all went off.
Yeah. So we are rain or shine. Although we do have a backup plan to maybe move to the parking lot if. It's such wet weather this year.
It was a little muddy in that,
yeah.
in that area where part of the event took place. Dave just started telling us his story. When you get the word of it's cancer, like you said, there's really nothing like that. Because at least in my case, when I was told you have cancer, a million things just go through your mind all at once.
Oh, absolutely. So when I heard that, you know, I just sat in my car. I didn't know what to do, you know. Everybody was, you know, the doctors are saying, well, you need, you know, first thing we need to do is an ultrasound. And so mm-hmm. they had a plan and a process, mm-hmm. and they referred me to the Hematology Oncology Center, and great folks there. And so they all had a plan. But internally, I'm thinking, I have a family. Am I going to die? Mm-hmm. You know, what's happening? You know, and how do I tell anybody? It's just – It's very emotional.
Oh, it is. And I did too, fine. The telling people, especially coworkers, was really difficult. I never knew you're having a conversation and then all of a sudden, by the way, I have cancer.
I know. And so there's so many different reactions. Some people, you know, just they pour out, you know, and just care for you. Some just don't know how to react, mm-hmm. and so they avoid you, I think, because they're afraid of what the impacts may be. And so it's those dynamics were very interesting. I was fortunate. I reached out to somebody who had gone through cancer a couple times, and that was really, really helpful. So it gave me courage, I think, to make it through the process. And so she told me, hey, focus on the end and keep a sense of humor. And so that's what I did and made it through. And so that process is just so surreal. And so I think having somebody who can help you guide through that is just so important. The other thing that I is very helpful is, you know, engage your oncologist and have conversations and try to learn as much as you can about it. And so I don't know. It's just something that it's hard to explain unless you've really been through it.
I'd like to share that for anyone who's been diagnosed or has a family member or a loved one diagnosed, that the LLS or Leukemia and Lymphoma Society website is a wealth of information. It's www.lls.org. And we have an information resource center you can call, and it's master level social workers and nurse oncologists that answer questions. And they can help you think of questions to ask your oncologist, to have those conversations. They can connect you with a support group in your area. We have a First Connections program that can connect you one-on-one with someone else who has your diagnosis. Mm-hmm. And if you're in a more rural area and not close to a support group, that's a great option to have that person can tell you what it was like for them and what got them through treatment. And we also have a copay assistance program. Because the cost of cancer care is so expensive, even if you have really good insurance, it's expensive. And in Virginia alone last year, in 2016, LLS gave out $940,000 in copay assistance directly to patients. So that's money going directly to patients. And this year we're on track to give out over $1 million in Virginia.
So the support groups that I've and mainly through Facebook and stuff like that, the number one thing you see is, I don't have money to finish my treatments.
Yeah.
And it's just so sad. And so it is so fortunate. And what I do is I always, you know, I'll put a little tag in there. I said, go to LLS and see if they can't, if there's not a problem. If nothing else, they'll direct you to help, but they may be able to help directly. And so it's just so discouraging to see people who say, I could only do two treatments, because that's all the money I had, and knowing that you need to finish the treatments.
Yeah.
And so providing that information is just so important.
Yeah. No, it's hard enough to go through treatment, but then there, on the side part of it, the financial side in trying to work that out can be just as stressful. But what a sad stories to hear that about not being able to finish treatment.
Yeah, it is. And I'm fortunate. I work for the federal government, so I have decent health care. And so but still, the impact on my pocketbook was fairly significant.
Yeah.
Because you have to reach a catastrophic limit. I didn't know any of those things because I'd never really been sick before. And so going through all that was really an education. And so that's why I really feel I feel honored to be associated with Susan and to have this role, because the number one thing I told Susan I want to do is I want to make sure people are aware of what LLS can do for them and what options are available, because I think awareness is just so key.
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't even know about the website you just gave, because that kind of thing, when you're searching for answers, it's nice to be able to go to something that's reliable and has that kind of information.
Yes, we have lots of disease information, and we have shifted over the years to being digital. Although you can request, if you call the Information Resource Center, they will mail you booklets about, you know, whatever type of blood cancer you want information about, but that information is also all online digital. So it's easy to find. And the other thing is that the Information Resource Center has interpreters, so they can speak to you in over 170 languages. So we're really trying to reach everyone, every patient.
Well, and Dave, one of the things, once you start treatment, all of a sudden, and when you do any kind of research, you learn terms that, and you learn about drugs and all these things that you never had any need to know and didn't know it was even there.
Oh, I know. And you become an internet junkie on it, because you want to know everything about it. And then some of the stuff is kind of scary and some of the stuff is really interesting.
Yeah.
But it's very important to do that. And it's like my oncologist said, it's good to learn it, but you got to take it in perspective, because each cancer treatment's unique, because your body's unique. And so how our CHOP affected us was very – we went into remission. But not everybody does.
Yeah.
And so there are people who get follicular the first time, and it just – they go through R-CHOP, it doesn't work. They'll do a bone marrow transplant, it doesn't work. And then the cancer takes them. That still happens. We also know statistically that if we can make it through our first year post-treatment, the odds of when the cancer comes back, the treatment will work and be effective. We need to make it out of that first year window. And that's so important to understand those kind of things, because then you can appreciate and know better how to communicate to your family and everybody that you interact with.
How'd your family take the news?
Oh, my gosh. It was – I don't know. It was like it was very much a very stoic occasion, you know, very like, I don't know what to do for you, Dad, or I don't know what to do for you, you know, husband.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And you know, we're all just in shock. And so then it's kind of like hands off. Are you okay? Anything you need kind of stuff. And so walking on eggshells for a little bit. And I get that. I think that's the common reaction. And then it was, you know, just very much a lot of support. And they had to put up with some of the steroids you get make you a little edgy and, mm-hmm. and crabby. And I think my family would say you were very crabby. And it's true. I was. And you don't you don't know that you are. It's because of the drugs making you. And you get – I got sick. And so the R-CHOP affected me. And so I carry some of the side effects today. And so but – the number one lesson that I got out of learning that I had cancer and going through this process is that each day is a gift. And so I try to live each day to the best that I can, because I don't take tomorrow for granted as like I used to.
No.
Big difference.
Yep, definitely does that. Dave Modal here, the honored hero for Light the Night this year in the Fredericksburg area. Susan Lindsay from the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. LightTheNight.org is the website to find out about the walk. And again, if you need information just on the medical side of things, lls.org is that. Again, October 14th is Light the Night at Spotsylvania Regional Medical Center. More coming up on Forming Teams, and we'll continue to talk about this with Susan Lindsay and Dave Modal on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:30.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Light the Night, our focus this morning. It's coming up at Spotsylvania Regional Medical Center on the 14th for the Fredericksburg area. LightTheNight.org for information on the walk and forming a team. LLS is the great website that has information just on the medical side of things. Susan Lindsay here from the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society in Richmond, and Dave Modal is the honored hero from Spotsylvania. Dave, I could sit and talk to you for hours about this because our stories are so similar, but then they're not. And like
right.
we talked about, everybody's body is different, and There still is sickness and fatigue and all of
absolutely.
That involved. So, everybody's different, though.
Yeah, absolutely. So we both went through R-CHOP, and it's very interesting how and it's because our bodies are so unique, but it's much more impactful on me than your story, and I think that's very common. In some of the groups I'm in, I see that across the board, that some people are R-CHOP, just they're able to take it and they live, you know, can go to work and interact, and that's what you did.
Yeah.
Whereas where I went through it, it was very impactful on me, and I had one treatment. I know I spent most of the time I couldn't get away from the bathroom. I was just so sick, it was hard to recover that first 5 days after treatment. And then you had to look forward to in knowing in, you know, 2.5 weeks more, I get another treatment. And
yeah.
So the focus that – and what I tell people is when you're going through aggressive chemo like that, what you have to do is focus on the end. And really somebody – that's what I was talking about. That person taught me – her name's Sandy McAdoff. And she told me, hey – have a positive attitude and focus on the end. So you know when your end treatment is. Mm-hmm. And so you go, hey, two down, four to go. And so that's what you do. And you just, you know, you suck it up, buttercup, and you make it through it. And and some people don't have to. But I don't think you go through RCHOP without it impacting you in some way. So you're going to feel bad. The other neat thing that's happening, though, is some of the things that the studies have shown is RCHOP may be something that fades away. And the new processes like targeted treatments and Rituxan paired with something else may become the treatments of the future. Hmm. So the impacts on your body when you have follicular will be a lot less. And so to me, that is just so encouraging. I went to the one of the seminar in Washington, D.C. and listened to them. And I went to a segment just for follicular. And the doctor, he said, everybody who has follicular will have at least one relapse. You can count on it. The goal is to just get you long enough so that the relapse is very treatable. And with the targeted and Rituxan, those advancements through the funding, it was just so encouraging. I'm like, you know, this is really, although I can't be cured, I know that probably I have a good chance I'll die of something else. And that is just so encouraging. I don't know that people had that 7 years ago. And so you talk about a short window of time and change. Yes. Just amazing. And so that's why through a web search, I found LLS. And that's why I hook up. And that's why, you know, I do a team and help. And that's why I am so energized about raising money and doing stuff for them.
Now, and they had described my oncologist described it to me that this whole process is like pulling a weed out. And before with some of the past treatments, they were just able to just kind of kill it, but it would grow back. But this pulls it up by the root. Right. And they hope to get it all. And that's where the fundraising all comes in and why these local Light the Night walks, Susan, are so important.
Yeah, so a lot of the money that is raised for LLS is just individuals like Dave who want to make a difference. And it's also something great. Like if you have a loved one who has been diagnosed with a blood cancer, it's something tangible that you can do that really makes a difference. And so often people want to help. They want to do something, but they don't know what to do. And so this is a great opportunity to really make an impact that can help the person that they love. So Light the Night is a fundraising event. There's no registration fee and there's no minimum fundraising requirement, but we do ask that everyone fundraises. Everyone who raises $100 is a champion for cures, and they'll receive a T-shirt and a food ticket. And then people who raise $1,000 are considered bright lights, and they're invited to the awards reception. They receive special recognition and special apparel. And then to get into our top team area, you have to raise $2,500, and that's for a friends and family team or corporate team here in Fredericksburg. And the top team area is great. You have your own tent, your own food, place to sit. That's really a special area for those folks who have worked really hard fundraising. So we work with you throughout the season, can help you think of fundraising ideas. Everyone who registers for Light the Night receives a online fundraising webpage, which makes it super easy today to put it out there on social media, on Facebook, email out the link to friends and family. And, you know, if you share your story, like Dave has found, people really do want to help. And the fundraising really is not as hard, I think, as sometimes people think that it might be.
Yeah, I would agree. It's not to sign up is very easy. To form a team is really easy. You can do a lot of fundraising just through social media. And so I agree. So do you put it out in Facebook or LinkedIn or something like that? And it can help. The event itself is I found it touching. I mean, we were in the middle of a huge rainstorm and all these people, it was my first one, and all these people came out and you see the recognition of the survivors, of the caregivers, and then those who have lost. And my hope would be that you would see in the future much more of the survivors and caregivers and a smaller population of those who have lost. And so, but it's touching. You see that when they light up their lights and you see that large group of people who have lost loved ones. And you can't help but be emotional.
Yeah.
So this is a great time to talk about the lanterns. I don't think we've talked about the lanterns yet for Light the Night. So this year's we have some new things. And if you've been to Light the Night in the past, it's a great year to come back out because there's a new event experience. So every registered participant this year receives a lantern. And the colors of the lantern are significant. So white lanterns are for patients and survivors. Red lanterns are for general supporters. And gold lanterns are for folks who have lost a loved one to of cancer. And we have a survivor part of the ceremony when we light the lanterns that's very powerful. That's a little bit different this year. And then we also have a remembrance pavilion this year in place of the remembrance ceremony. Mm-hmm. So we know that sometimes everybody is a little different in how they like to remember their loved ones. And sometimes it's just too emotional for folks to go to the remembrance ceremony that we've had in the past. So this year, the pavilion it's this huge inflatable dome. And it's really beautiful. It's backlit and you can interact with it how you would like. So you can go in if you would like, bring a photo of your loved one that you can put up on a photo board. You can get a battery-operated tea light to light a candle in your loved one's memory. It's just going to be a really beautiful place to go and remember your loved one. So you can spend as much or as little time there as you'd like. And the event itself is really upbeat, family-friendly. There's kids' activities. There's music. There's food trucks. And so then when it starts getting dark, at dusk, we light the lanterns, the ceremonies, and then it culminates with a walk. And so it's really beautiful to see all the lanterns lit and to see the sea of lanterns going down the road.
Now, it just shows the totality, like we said, about how everybody has some kind of connection with all this. So the last year was your first time going.
It was, yes.
First time I went too after having my son had cancer years before, but once you become a survivor, boy, it becomes very, very personal.
It does. And seeing the when you first hear you have cancer, you feel all alone. And then when you go to activities like this, you see I'm not really alone.
No.
And I find people, just interacting with you today. I mean, it's very cool.
Right. We have some
similar
stories.
Things, but yeah. Somewhat different. And that's how it usually is. And so I really enjoy that. And I think that's very important when you go through something like this. It altered your life. You're not the same after you've been told you have cancer. And everybody, as we've said, I think everybody knows somebody who has cancer. And when you go to the event and you see – the most touching part for me was when the lanterns are all lit and you see the different colors and you see the impact that this has made. And then you really understand why fundraising is so important.
$150,000 is the goal for the Fredericksburg walk, isn't it?
Yes, it is, and it's our highest goal yet, and we're really excited to reach that goal.
And so, one of the other than just letting people know that it's coming up in 10 weeks, but also to put the word out for teams and for individuals and for businesses to get involved.
So we do still have some corporate sponsorship opportunities available, or for companies to create corporate teams and to fundraise. So there are a lot of companies have programs where they get involved with the community and look for ways to give back, And so it's always great to have corporate presence as part of this community event.
And so, if a business wants to get involved, how do they get in touch with you?
They can give me a call at 804-774-2256, or they can go online to lightthenight.org/Virginia, and I'm happy to talk with anybody about our opportunities and what's involved. And I work hand in hand with our corporate teams. Every work environment is different. So what works for one company may not work for another company, and how they can fundraise and how they get their employees involved. So I work one-on-one with all of those corporate teams.
Boy, it is so interesting, though. And I didn't know it till this morning about just the Rituxan component to the treatment I received came from research for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. And that's really exciting.
It really is. Really, just about every blood cancer treatment on the market has come out of LLS-funded research. Since our inception as a society, we've dedicated over $1 billion to blood cancer research. And just last year alone, we invested $49.3 million in research. And we have funded researchers here in Virginia. So we've funded two researchers at VCU and a researcher at UVA to the tune of about $1 million. So the money is coming back to Virginia. We actually receive a net gain of funds. So we receive more funds from our national office than we raise in Virginia. So people always ask, well, you know, where's the money go? Does it stay here in Virginia? Is it going into a big pot? And it does go all to the same place at our national office, but we receive more back than we're raising.
Good stuff. Light the Night is, again, October 14th. That's Spotsylvania Regional Medical Center, lightthenight.org, the website to find out information on you getting involved in setting up a team. We'll go through all the information before we get out of here this morning. Susan Lindsay here, Dave Modal here. We will wrap this up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
It's in the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Light the Night coming up on October 14th at Spotsylvania Regional Medical Center. Susan Lindsay, Dave Modal here this morning. Dave is the honored hero from Partlow. And Susan is the campaign manager for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society for Light the Night in this area. Susan, if someone's checking in late and doesn't know about Light the Night, again, just describe real quickly what will happen 10 weeks from now.
Sure. So Light the Night is a family-friendly fundraising event. It's in the evening, so it's a little different than some other events in the area. It's an opportunity for the community to come together and support and celebrate patients, survivors, and families that have been affected by blood cancers. So there's music, there's food trucks, there's kids' activities, there's ways to remember your loved one. We honor patients, and we have a lantern lighting ceremony when it gets dark. So every registered participant receives a lantern, and then the event culminates with a walk. And it's about a mile. It's not strenuous. It's not competitive. It's just a nice community walk. You go at your own pace.
And like you said a few minutes ago, the money that you raise, that just individual teams raise, all put together has a significant impact.
It does. So it goes towards blood cancer research and then support services for patients and families. And that includes copay assistance, dollars that go directly to patients. And if someone is listening that is interested in applying for those funds, you can go to the LLS.org website. There is an application process, and it depends on what your diagnosis is and what your income is, but the threshold is 500% above the poverty level, the national poverty level. So so it's pretty high threshold. So that's where the funds go. It's really important because our mission is to cure leukemia, lymphoma, Hodgkin's disease, and myeloma. And so we need your help to do that.
And that's what it's so easy sometimes in this kind of a fight to just see, you know, my little team isn't going to accomplish anything. It does.
It does. It really adds up. And the fundraising is really easy. And with online fundraising web pages that every participant gets, it's really easy to get those out to your friends and family and ask for donations. We always say, what's the number one reason that people give? It's because they're asked. So if you don't ask, you know, people don't give. And a lot of times people, they want to help in some way. And this is a tangible way that people can help.
No, I found that a lot, that people do want to help, and they sometimes just don't know how. But like you say, with social media now and with Facebook, you just put that link up there and saying, this is what I'm doing. you know, whatever you can give, and you'll be surprised at what some people can give and will give.
It's true. And you'll also be surprised at who gives. I have fundraised. I became involved with LLS before I was an employee with LLS and did fundraising. And I had friends from high school I hadn't talked to in 20-some years who donated. And so you just never know who will connect with what you're doing and the reasons that you're doing it.
And Dave, your story is so many of us have that story of life is going on and then all of a sudden.
Yeah, your whole world's turned upside down. You know, a doctor tells you have cancer and you go through a process. And when I was diagnosed with follicular and non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, I didn't even know what lymphoma was. And so the other, to me, really important aspect, you have the fundraising, but there's also a raising of awareness. And people understanding that blood cancers impact a lot of people, and be aware each of the – I think there's 42 different types of lymphoma. And so there's a wide variety, and be aware of some of the symptoms. And so if you can get your diagnosis early, your chances are just so much better. And so that awareness, I think, is just so key and important.
And to get that early, a lot of times you need to – it means going and getting regular checkups. And when something
look
isn't
symptoms,
right.
You know, if, for lymphoma, things like sudden weight loss. If you have itching on your wrists and ankles for no apparent reason, sudden fatigue, you go from being very active to you really don't have any energy at all. Those are all possible indicators that something's going on. And so, yeah, you go to your – don't do like I did and ignore it. Go to your physician and press them, and that's the best avenue.
You're going to jump in and say something. Again, there's 10 weeks to go, plenty of time to get a team together, Susan.
Absolutely. It's not too late at all. This is the perfect time to get registered, either a corporate team or create a friends and family team and get the people around you in your life that you care about to join you. And the national average for a participant is to raise $300. And so really the best way to reach your team goal is to recruit other people to come on board and to fundraise with you.
We've made a lot of strides, Dave, but still a long way to go, and even just with the side effects.
Absolutely. So, and again, it's interesting. We have similar process, but different results.
Totally different.
I have a lot of side effects from my chemo, and I go through I have a neuropathy, which is, you know, the tingling in your hands and feet, and I have a very bad case of it. And but I'll take that any day compared to the alternative.
Yeah. So, again, it's October 14th at Spotsylvania Regional Medical Center, Light the Night, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society event. LightTheNight.org, LLS.org on the medical side just to find out information. Susan Lindsay, Dave Modell, thank you both for coming. We'll do this again a little closer to the event, but hopefully people will get involved, and we'll see you soon. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Ted.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.